This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you're talking commodities, you got your big three in the animal proteins department. You got your beef, you got your pork, and you got your chicken. And while they are, of course, separate commodities markets, they are also all three kind of intertwined. Ed Fryer is the president of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Rogers, Arkansas. We have him on every now and then to talk chicken and things. Mr. Fryer, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Well, good talking to you again, Kai.
First of all, how's business?
Business is good. 2014 was a really good year because chicken prices were up and feed costs were down. As I look ahead to 15, I'm not sure we're going to see much of an increase in chicken prices except for wings. And
except for wings?
Except for wings, yeah. And my theory on wings is the Cowboys have made the playoffs, so it's going to be a really good wing market this year.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Giants fan, so I'm not going to jump on that Cowboys bandwagon.
Actually, I was joking about the Cowboys being in the playoffs. But what really does drive the wing market, there's a strong seasonal pattern to it. And as you move into the Super Bowl and into March Madness, that causes wing prices to jump up.
Do you, as you get away from wing season, if you will, do you have other parts that like substitute in? I mean, do you have a thigh season and a wing and a drumstick season, or how does that work?
On breast meat, you tend to find your strongest market for breast meat in the summertime. So the wings and the breast meat tend to run countercyclical to each other. It's hard to find a strong seasonal pattern in dark meat. We export a substantial amount of the dark meat from the United States, and because of that, any issue with avian influenza, any political situation which causes one of our major importers to come and announce a ban on U.S. poultry exports to them. Those things kind of come and go, so that it's pretty much separate from the white meat and the wings.
There is a little bit of avian influenza, I understand, up in the Northwest. It's mostly ducks, right? Is that affecting you at all?
It has the potential to affect us. Yeah. Like South Korea has announced a 3-week ban on all U.S. poultry. Most countries are announcing a ban on poultry from either Oregon or Washington State. And right now it hasn't been in any commercial flocks. It's either been in wild birds or it's been in some of the backyard flocks. If it gets into a commercial flock, then it has a potential to affect our exports even more.
You were talking a moment ago about how prices have been up the last 6 or 8 months. We did an interview with a Bloomberg reporter right before Christmas about how people are now in the stock market sort of shorting chicken companies because they're worried that price bubble might be over with. Are you trepidatious about that at all?
Not for the first half of the year. Now, when you move to the second half of the year, I start to get a little bit more concerned about it. The chicken business is probably better at ruining a good party than any other industry around.
That's a great line. Explain what it means a little bit.
When the industry is making a lot of profit, everybody wants to go out and expand production a little bit. The demand for beef and pork and for chicken is fairly inelastic. So just a small increase in production or availability will really drive down prices in a disproportional amount.
What keeps you up at night, Mr. Fryer?
The things that I don't have any control over, like weather next summer. If we have another drought like we did in 12, then 2015 is not going to end up being a good year. The value of the dollar, it's going to affect our exports. The low crude oil prices. I filled up my truck the other day, put in about 27, 28 gallons, and it paid about $50 for it.
Yeah.
It was not long ago that would have cost me $100. Those are the things that I don't have any control over, but they're going to affect me.
Ed Fryer, he is the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry out in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks very much for your time, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.